Did I flip it the right way? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wish the children hadn't left. It's always wonderful having children with us in worship. And we know how Jesus ministered to children when he was on earth. And I trust that they'll have a wonderful time this morning in their class.
Alright,
I want to speak this morning. I think the title is there for you, Anytime, Any Place, Any Person. And I believe that when it comes to this topic of sharing our faith with one another,
我相信当我在想要跟弟兄姐妹分享这个题目的时候,
that actually a lot of us have a lot of difficulty in knowing how and when and to whom we do that.
我有很多地方觉得很难怎么来讲这件事情。
But I think as we look at the passage this morning from the book of Acts, we'll see, you know, we can share our faith almost any time.
但是让我们今天来看一下《使徒行传》这段经文。
So let me read to you from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40.
现在我们念一下《使徒行传》8章26节到40节。
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, Go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent. So he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth? The eunuch asked Philip, Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea.
使徒行传8章26节到40节，有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，从那往那从耶路撒冷下加沙路上去，那路是旷野。”腓力就起身去了。不料有一个埃提阿伯人，埃提阿伯人是一个有权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷去了，现在回来在车上坐着念先知以赛亚的书。 圣灵对腓力说：“你去贴近那车走。”腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便向他问：“你所念的，你明白吗？”他说：“没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？”于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说：“他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，就像羊羔在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。” 他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说：“请问先知做这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？”腓力就开口，从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”腓力说：“你若是一心相信就可以。” 他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。 从水底上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
All right, let's pray over this portion of scripture.
那我们来祷告。
Father, we pray that this story from the book of Acts would speak to us today. We pray that the things that Philip experienced and the ways that your Holy Spirit moved upon him would touch our hearts today and give us eyes to see the opportunities that we have to share Jesus Christ with those around us. So bless this word of scripture to us now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as our society, as our culture becomes increasingly post-Christian, I think we have difficulties in knowing how to do evangelism.
我们知道，当我们的社区、我们的文化在一直在进步的时候，我们发现现在越来越困难传讲福音了。
A number of years ago, there was a Christian professor who came up with this idea of lifestyle evangelism.
有一些许多年以前，有一个基督教的教授发明了一套叫做“好行为福音法
”，and a lot of people really grasped onto that.
很多人非常欢迎这个福音法
，because it taught that evangelism was not just taking the Bible and sharing it with somebody, but it included living your life in a way that would share Jesus Christ with people all the time.
他教导我们说，传福音不仅是传神的话语。而是在我们生命中活出见证来，可以来吸引人。
And that was a good thing.
这是一件好事。
The problem was that a number of us, when we heard that term lifestyle evangelism, it also caused us to become a little bit passive in the way that we share our faith.
但是有不少人因为这个原因，使得他传福音变成相当被动。
I've heard many people say that I don't want to share.The gospel with someone, I just want them to see it in my life.
我听见有些人跟我说，我不想直接跟人传福音，我想他们看到我身上的好见证。
I'm not sure that's quite what that gentleman in the seminary was talking about.
我不太明白我讲的是不是那个朋友在神学院讲的意思。
He was encouraging us to live a lifestyle.That would draw people to know about Jesus.
他是在鼓励我们活出好见证，以至于我们可以吸引人归向耶稣。
But it did not give us permission to ignore the Great Commission.
但是他并没有说我们就可以不提神的主的大使命了。
It did not allow us to have an evangelism that is passive.
并不是说我们就可以在传福音的时候被动消极的等待。
I've looked at some of the stories in the New Testament where the faith in Jesus Christ was being shared.
我自己读了一下圣经里面关于主耶稣的信心被分享的这些故事内容。
And I believe that the New Testament teaches us an evangelism that is relational. In other words, that you know we relate well to the people around us.
我明白，传福音我们是要注重。跟人建立关系的。
But our evangelism is also intentional, that when we speak to people, it is with a purpose of sharing Jesus Christ with them.
但是我们传福音也是有明确目标的，那目标就是跟人分享主耶稣基督和他的福音。
And so what I want to present to you this morning are five evangelistic elements that are present in the times that we share the gospel with people.
今天早晨我跟大家传福音要讲传福音中间的五个要素。
And those five elements are not just here in this passage in the book of Acts, but if you look at a number of other stories from the New Testament, you can see those five elements present as well.
在使徒行传里面并没有涵盖这所有的五点，但是你在很多别的书里面可以看到这个大的情景。
And so let's see how this...encounter, this conversation that Philip had with the Ethiopian became an evangelistic discussion.
让我们来看一下这个腓力跟太监相遇的这件事情怎么最后变成一个传福音了。
Okay, the first of the five evangelistic elements is that a God seeker has to be present.
这个五个要素中间的第一点就是寻求神的人 必须就在那里。
It doesn't do any good for us to simply sit inside of a church building and talk about the gospel and have no God seeker present because we're not doing anything to expand the kingdom of God.
如果我们光是坐在教会里面传讲福音，边上却没有人听的话，我们也是白费时间。
In this story, Philip is obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在这件事情里面，腓力顺服圣灵的带领。
At the very beginning of the story, it says an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down to Gaza."
在这个故事的一开始，就有主的使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那。”从耶路撒冷向加沙的路上去，那路是旷野。
And so he goes to that place and he meets this man who is an Ethiopian eunuch.
所以他就去了，在那里他就遇见了埃提阿伯的这个有大权的太监。
And this was no ordinary gentleman.
这不是一个普通的人。
Apparently he was an important official in charge of the treasury of the queen of the Ethiopians.
他是一个在埃提亚伯女王甘大帝手下总管银库的人。
Now we're not sure why, but apparently he had come up from Ethiopia and had gone to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
我不知道的里面的原因是怎么，反正他是从埃提亚伯一直到耶路撒冷去崇拜神。
He was not a Jew.
他不是一位犹太人。
He was a foreigner who had come into Jerusalem.
他是外国人到耶路撒冷去的。
And somehow, somewhere, he had heard about worshiping the Lord.
也许在哪里，在什么地方，他听见敬拜神的事情。
And now on his way back home, he's in his chariot, and he's reading this prophecy out of the book of Isaiah.
现在从耶路撒冷回来，他坐在车上，就读先知以赛亚的书。
And the Spirit says to Philip, go up to the chariot and stay near it.
圣灵对腓力说：“你去，贴近那车走。”
And so the Spirit of God was presenting Philip with this opportunity to share with this Ethiopian gentleman.
所以圣灵就给了腓力这么一个传福音的机会。
And I believe that just the beginning of this passage shows us that we don't have to hunt around for a God seeker.
所以我们从这段经文的开始，我们就知道我们并不需要到处寻找。谁是愿意接受神的人？
If you think about your workplace, if you think about your school, you think about your neighborhood, there's all kinds of people around us who do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
如果我们想到我们的职场、我们的学校和我们的邻居，那里有很多很多人，他们从来不知道主耶稣基督的福音，他们跟我们也没有什么关系。
A number of years ago, it was Easter Sunday.
有不少年前有一次复活节的礼拜天。
And the church that I was in, we had a custom of doing a Easter sunrise worship service.
在我所在的教会，我们有一个传统，就是要在日出的时候就开始做复活节的事情。
And so I had to be up at 4 a.m. that day.
所以我必须4 a.m. 就起来。
And we had the sunrise service.
我们就有早晨的服侍。
Then we served breakfast to our students.
然后我们给学生提供早餐。
Then we had our regular Sunday school and worship service.
所以我们照常有主日学和主日崇拜。
And then I ate lunch.
然后我们就吃午饭。
And then we had a baptism that afternoon.
那天下午我们就有浸礼。
And so the baptism finished about 4 o'clock.
浸礼直到4 a.m. 才结束。
So I had been in church for almost 12 hours.
所以我在教会已经有12个小时了。
And I said, "Oh, thank you, Lord, it's over."
哦，感谢主，终于结束了。
And I just wanted to go home and rest for the rest of the evening.
我只是想回家休息。
And when I got home, my wife said, "Oh, we got invited out to dinner."
刚到家里，我的妻子说，哦，我们被邀请去参加晚餐。
I said, "Yeah, right."
我说，哦，好。
So I went with my family up to Fremont, and a family in our church, you know, had a wonderful dinner there for us.
所以我和我全家就到 Fremont 一起在那里有晚餐。
All I wanted to do was get my food, sit down and eat, and act happy, and then go home.
我脑子想的就是在那里吃晚饭，然后很高兴，然后回家。
I was not looking for a God seeker.
我并没有想到那有寻找神的人。
But when I got my dinner, I sat down at a corner of a table.
但是在我晚餐桌前，我坐在那个角落里面。
And within 2 minutes, this other guy came, sat right next to me.
两分钟，有一个人就坐在我边上了。
I said, okay, I guess I got to talk to him.
好吧，看来我要跟这个人谈谈了。
And he wasn't Asian.
他不是一个亚裔。
And so we just started chatting.
所以我们就开始聊天。
And in the midst of the conversation, it came to my understanding that this man was Jewish.
在我们谈着谈着，我才明白他原来是一个犹太人。
And we started talking some more.
我们就再谈论更多的一些。
And he was very interested in what Christians do.
他对基督徒在做什么非常非常感兴趣。
And so after we finished our dinner,
所以当我们结束我们的晚餐的时候，
I told him about a church that was near where he lived.
我告诉他在他所住的附近有一家教会。
And I said, you know, if you really want to experience a Christian worship, you know, why don't you go to that church and, you know, you can find out.
我告诉他，如果你很想知道基督教的细节的话，你可以到那家教会去看看。
And he said he would go.
他说他会走，他会去。
Now, you know how it is when people say, yeah, I'm going to go to church.
你们知道当人说好，我会去。
They usually say that just to make you happy, and they don't want to disappoint you.
他说这个只是让你觉得不被冒犯。
So I wasn't really confident that he would go to church.
所以我不是很有信心他真的会去那个教会。
And then about 3 months later,
三个月之后，
I met with the wife who had invited us over for dinner.
我碰到了那个主持举办这次晚餐的那个太太。
And I remembered and I told her about having dinner with this guy at her house.
我想起了这个人，并且告诉他晚餐的事情。
And she said, "Oh, you mean Jason?"
他说，哦，你是说 Jason 吗？
I said, "Yeah."
啊，是啊。
And she said, "You know what happened?"
你知道发生什么事了吗？
He went to that church you told him about.
他真的到那个教会去了。
And I go, oh, you know, I was so tired that night, I wasn't sure he was going to do it.
Oh, 当时我太累了，我都不知道他真的会去。
And she said, yeah, I saw you sitting with him. I began to pray for you.
Oh, 那天我看到你坐在那里，我是为你带祷告的。
I said, oh, that's where I got the energy from.
Oh, 难怪我那个时候还有点力气。
And then she said, you know, Jason, he went to that church, and last week he prayed to receive Jesus.
你知道吗 ？Jason， 你上个星期去到那个教会，在祷告觉知信主了。
I said, "Praise God."
哦，赞美主！我说。
That night, I had no intention, and I have to admit, no desire to meet with a God seeker.
哦，我不得不承认，我没有想到要去寻找那寻找神的人。
But see, God put someone right there in my path.
但是神就把这个人放在我的。
We don't have to look for God seekers. They're around us everywhere.
我们不需要到处寻找，那寻求神的人到处都有。
And so that's my first question for us this morning. How many God seekers do we know?
所以我的第一个问题是，有多少寻求神的人我们认识，我们知道呢？
A lot of us here, you know, if you're like a typical Christian in the Silicon Valley,You go home to Christians, you spend Sunday with Christians, you go to school or work, your best friends are Christians.
我们在这个硅谷的地方有很多人是基督徒，他们上班，他们回家，在教会里面身边都有很多基督徒。
You know, maybe we need to ask for the Holy Spirit to lead us to know someone who does not know Jesus.
所以也许我们应该求圣灵来告诉我们到底是谁？他们需要我们去服侍，带领他们信主。
All right, the second element.
那现在讲第二点。
There has to be someone who answers the question, "Who is Jesus?"
必须要有人在那里时刻准备好来回答耶稣是谁这个问题。
So you have a God seeker present, but then someone else needs to answer that question, "Who is Jesus?"
所以寻求神的人已经在那里了， 但是还有人能够回答耶稣是谁的问题。
So here's what Philip did.
腓力是这样做的。
You know, most of us would kind of be hesitant, you know, not sure if I should go up and talk to this man.
大部分人都会比较犹豫，不太确定自己要不要跟某某人说话。
But in verse 30, it says that Philip ran up to the chariot.
但是在第三十节说腓力就跑到那个太监那里。
And I don't know how fast the chariot was going.
我不知道那个车跑得有多快。
The impression I get is it was kind of going a little slowly because this man was reading and just kind of taking his time.
我觉得那个战车可能走得不是那么快，因为他还要在车上读书。
And so Philip runs up and he hears the man reading Isaiah the prophet.
所以腓力跑到他面前的时候就听到那个人在读以赛亚书。
And he immediately enters into a conversation with this Ethiopian eunuch.
他立即就加入这个谈话。
Do you understand what you are reading?
他问太监，你所读的你明白吗？
And the man is perplexed and says, how can I understand unless someone explains it to me?
那太监一直在很迷惑里面，没有人指教我怎能明白吗？
And Philip just smiles.
腓力只是微笑。
And he says, I'm here.
说我就在这里。
And so the Ethiopian eunuch, he invites Philip up into the chariot to sit and talk with him.
埃提亚伯的太监于是就邀请腓力上来坐到车上去。
And he asks Philip, tell me please, who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else?
他问腓力，这个先知说的是谁呢？是他自己呢？还是另外一些谁？
And then it says that Philip began to tell him about the good news about Jesus.
腓力就从这个机会开始对他传讲耶稣的福音。
And you see, that's where we come in.
这就是我们要做的事情。
We need to be available and ready to share about our faith at any moment.
我们需要在随时随地都准备好可以跟人分享福音。
I can't tell you how many stories I know about with students who, for some unknown reason, just like that, had an opportunity to share Jesus with somebody.
我可以告诉你有很多很多的故事，就是突然有一些学生就进到我的生活里面，以至于可以跟他们传福音。
And we need to be ready at any moment to tell them about our relationship with Christ.
我们任何时候我们都要准备好我们跟耶稣基督的关系。
This past summer at our student training conference, one of the sessions I led, I was teaching students how to share their testimony.
在这个过去的这个下几个月里面，我有跟在我们学生训练传福音的上面，我跟大家分享怎么传福音。
And when we did that, I said you need to have a 10-minute version.
我跟他们说，你们要准备好一个十分钟的版本。
And then you need to have a 2-minute version.
也要有两分钟的版本。
And then you need to have a 2-sentence version.
也要有两句话的版本。
And I asked them which is the hardest one to prepare for.
我就问他们，你们觉得哪个版本最难？
And some of them said the 10-minute version.
有的人说那是十分钟的版本。
Because they tried to imagine themselves getting up in front of a church like this and standing in front of people and for 10 minutes telling them their story.
因为他们想到，哇，我要站在那个教会的前面，要跟这么多人说十分钟的话了。
I said, no, 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 think about it.
我说，不不不，你再想想。
And as they thought about it, they said, yeah, the hardest one is the 2-sentence version.
他们再想想，哦，最难的其实是两句话的版本。
Because you might be in between a class.
因为你也许正在上课中间。
Maybe there's a meeting that is just about to start.
也许你马上就要去参加一个会议。
Maybe you're on some public transportation going somewhere and you're getting off right now.
也许你正在坐公车，你正准备下去呢。
And all you have is time for 2 sentences.
而你只有说两句话的时间。
You know, what are you going to say to that person to draw them into a relationship with Jesus Christ?
你将对那个人说什么话呢？能够把他吸引到神这里来。
You know, when you get up here and you got 10 minutes,
你们到这里来，在讲台上有十分钟的时间。
You can introduce yourself.
你可以介绍你自己。
You can tell some jokes.
你可以跟他们说一些笑话。
You can let people know who you are.
你可以让他们知道你是谁。
And then you can get into your story.
然后你再可以推出你的故事情节。
When you have two sentences, you don't have time for that.
但是如果只可以说两句话的时候，你没有那么多时间。
And in two sentences, you have to tell them something that is meaningful in their lives.
只用两句话说出对他们生命有意义的事情。
So we don't have time to do training here this morning.
今天上午我不是要跟大家做训练的。
But let me just ask you the question, can you give your story, can you give your testimony in less than 2 minutes?
我现在就问你们，你们有没有准备好将你们的见证用两分钟的时间说出来？
And then if you want a real challenge, in two sentences, can you tell someone who is Jesus?
如果你们还想进一步挑战，试试那用两句话就把主耶稣基督介绍出来。
All right, the third element.
好，现在讲第三点。
The God seeker has to be given a chance to know Jesus and to follow him.
寻找神的人，他必须要有机会来归向神。
It says, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water.
这里说到，二人正往前走，到了有水的地方。
And the eunuch must have come into a wonderful understanding of what that prophecy in Isaiah was saying.
这个太监他一定很清楚以赛亚先知以赛亚说的是什么意思。
Because he's the one now who asked the question.
因为他是问了这个问题的。
Why shouldn't I be baptized?
我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
And so it says that they stopped the chariot and Philip baptized him.
所以他们就把车子停下来，在那里腓力为他施洗。
Now I'm not sure which version of the Bible that you have.
我不太清楚你们用的是什么版本。
There are some versions that include eunuch's confession of faith.
有一些英文的版本，他们说到这个里面有讲到这个太监决志信主的对话。
And due to some literary evidence, there's other versions that leave that out.
但是有另外一些版本没有这些内容。
But whether or not it is written there,
但是无论它有没有。
The eunuch must have had some confession of his faith in Jesus Christ.
这个太监一定是做了信仰告白。
And it tells us here, you know, just what happens, that there's this close connection between our confession of faith and baptism.
因为在我们的受洗和信仰告白中间，我们从使徒行传看到，他们总是紧紧的相连的。
Now, all of you being part of a Baptist church, I assume you believe in water baptism?
我们在这里大部分人都是在浸信会的，我假设你们全都知道这个用水施洗的事情。
But, you know, if you look in the book of Acts, you might notice that every time someone came to a confession of faith, that they were immediately baptized.
你们在读那个使徒行传的时候，你们会看到任何人准备接受耶稣的时候，他们总是立即。
And so that's what happened. I'm sorry. So that's what happens here. The eunuch is immediately baptized upon his confession of faith.
所以在这里发生的事情也是这个太监立即是用水被施洗。
Do you know that Christians sometimes get in the way of someone making a confession of faith?
你们知道，基督徒有的时候他们就把这个信仰告白这件事情就给绕过去了。
Sometimes we as Christians, we have this zeal and this desire to talk that we don't allow the seeker to come into a relationship with Christ.
我们有的时候大发热心，拼命的讲，不住的解释，以至于寻求神的人，他们自己却没有时间来讲。
See, Philip here, he explained the passage and then he allowed the eunuch to make a decision.
腓力在这里，他把经文解释了，但是他也给太监有时间让他自己做决定。
One time my wife was on a missions trip in China.
有一次我太太到中国去短宣。
And she and another friend were riding a bus.
她和另外一个人坐公车。
And they started up a conversation with another lady on the bus.
他们开始与在车上的一位太太在谈话。
And my wife's friend started explaining things about the gospel to her.
我太太的朋友就开始跟她解释福音的故事。
And then she started explaining about evolution and creation.
她是从 进化论和创造论谈起。
She started explaining about the character of God.
她解释关于神的各样的属性。
She started explaining all these topics.
她开始解释她所有她想到的题目。
And my wife was looking at the lady.
我的太太就在看着那个听的人。
And the lady, you know, she just looked ready.
那个听的这位太太，她其实看起来已经准备好了。
And so my wife waited for her friend to come up for air.
所以，我的太太就在等着她的朋友，讲好。
You know how when people talk, eventually they have to breathe, right?
你们知道，当他有的时候把这口气讲完的时候，他总得透一口气。
And so when my wife's friend,
当我的太太听到他在透气的时候
，my wife interrupted.
她就介入。
And she asked the lady.
她问这位太太。
Do you want to receive Christ?
你想接受主耶稣基督吗？
And the lady said, "Yeah."
那个太太说是的。
And so they prayed with her right there.
于是他们就在那里为她祷告。
And later on, my wife's friend said, "Oh, you know, I didn't know she was ready."
之后那位朋友就对我太太说，哦，我不知道她原来已经准备好了。
And my wife explained that sometimes we just have to ask the question.
我太太说，有的时候你就得问这个问题。
And my wife is absolutely right.
And, 我太太是对的。
Sometimes we get caught up in all the discussion.
有的时候我们一直在缠绕在交通对话里面。
Some Christians just love to argue the Bible.
有些基督徒就是太喜欢在辩论里面。
Sometimes we just have to ask the question, do you want to receive Jesus?
但是我们一定得问这些问题，你要不要接受耶稣基督？
And so here, obviously, the Ethiopian eunuch, you know, he wanted to receive Jesus, and he's baptized right there on the road.
这里很明白，这位埃提亚伯的太监，他想接受耶稣基督，并且受洗。
All right, the fourth element.
好，现在讲第四点。
There is a demonstration of God's love and power.
这里神的爱和大能被展示出来。
Now this is kind of strange.
看起来有点奇怪。
As soon as he's baptized.
当他刚受洗好
It says that he came up out of the water.
他圣经里面说他刚从水里上来
And the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away.
主的灵就把腓力提了去
And it says that the eunuch did not see him again.
太监也不再见他了
But he went on his way rejoicing.
就欢欢喜喜地走路
And then the final verse there says that Philip appeared at Azotus, which was far away.
最后一句经文说后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，这亚索都是很远的地方。
And he went about preaching in that area until it says he got to Caesarea.
他走遍那个亚索都那个地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
And so people have asked, you know, what actually happened here?
所以人会问，这里到底发生了什么事情？
When it says that Philip was suddenly gone,
当这里说到腓力突然不见了，
and the eunuch did not see him again.
这个太监。也看不见他了。
Is that just a figure of speech to say that Philip quickly left?
这是不是讲的是比喻，说腓力迅速的跑走了？
Maybe it was.
也许吧。
But it's also possible that this was a miraculous occurrence here.
但是更有可能是有神迹奇事发生，腓力被神奇的提走了。
I think in our modern vernacular, we would say Philip was beamed away.
在我们今天的今天的语言里面就说腓力被被像光一样的给他发散掉了。
So I would ask the question here, you know, what is the demonstration of God's love and power?
我这里想问的问题是神的爱和大能是如何被展示的？
Was the miracle that they found water out in the middle of the desert where the Ethiopian could be baptized?
是因为神迹般的发现那有水的地方，以至于太监可以在那里被施洗吗？
Was a demonstration of power that Philip suddenly disappeared?
还是神的大能把一下子把腓力给提走呢？
Or was it that the Ethiopian went away rejoicing?
还是埃提亚伯的太监欢欢喜喜的走了呢？
Now the other two, I you know, it's hard to explain.
这另外两个部分很难解释。
But the third one is right there for us, that the Ethiopian went away rejoicing.
但是重点是 这个埃提亚波的太监欢欢喜喜地走了。
Yeah, I know in Western culture, we're very academic in the way we approach the gospel.
我们知道我们在西方的文化里面，我们非常注重理性。
I've even heard people try to do away with the emotions of faith.
我有的时候甚至听到有人想淡化情感方面的部分。
But you know, receiving Christ is something mysterious.
但是我们知道，接受耶稣基督是一件神奇的事情。
There's often an emotional response to receiving Christ.
也常常有感性的反应在这其中。
And it is always transformational.
这一直是伴随着生命的改变的。
We had a young man at our summer camp 2 weeks ago who prayed to receive Christ.
两星期前有一个年轻人在我们的夏季的营会，就我们为他祷告要接受耶稣基督。
This young man goes to my church.
这个年轻人参加我的教会。
And he's been known for running away from the worship service.
他很有名，都知道在敬拜的时候他会走开。
Getting a friend and going down the street during Sunday school.
然后跟他的朋友一起到那个街上去逛街。
Last month he brought an air gun to church.
上个星期他拿了一把那个空气的枪。
And he lined up styrofoam cups in the Sunday school class.
他在那个主日学的那个外面放了一个一个的小目标。
And he was shooting the cups after Sunday school.
他用那个气枪来打这一个一个的小杯子的目标。
And as a lot of students do today, he put it on YouTube so everybody could see it.
所以就像别人做的一样，他甚至把这个录影放到了 YouTube 上面。
But you know, he prayed to receive Christ.
但是你知道吗？他在祷告里面决志信主了。
Then he was starting to show up at the prayer meetings at camp.
然后呢，他在我们的营会里面的祷告会里面，他竟然也出现了。
And then the next night, when somebody else went up, he went up with him and laid hands and began to pray for him.
第二天，他甚至为另外一个人按手祷告。
We looked and we go, is that the same kid?
我们就在看他，这是不是那同样一个小子？
In some ways it was, in some ways it wasn't.
在某些方面他是的，在某些方面他不是。
It was the same identity.
他是同一个人。
It was the same body.
同一个身体。
It was the same kid.
同一个小孩，
but he had been transformed.
但是他的生命被改变了，
and he was not the same as he was before.
他跟以前不再一样了。
This was a new kid.
这是一个新造的孩子。
And after he came back to church, now he wants to learn play guitar so he can help to lead worship.
当他再到教会的时候，他说他想来学吉他，他这样可以在服侍。
There's a transformation that came over him.
这里有生命的改变发生。
Okay, let's get to number 5 before lunch is ready.
好，我们现在讲讲第五点，这样我们可以吃中饭了。
Okay, the fifth element actually is not even in this passage.
这第五点其实这段经文里面并没有提到。
But the fifth element is what we call multiplication.
这第五点讲的是乘法。
In other words, that after the person receives Christ, that from that person there's others who come to faith.
也就是说，当一个人接受耶稣基督的时候，他会向另外一群人传讲福音。
And there's no direct evidence for this.
这里没有直接的证据。
But as we study church history, we notice something about Ethiopia.
但是我们研究一下教会的历史，我们就知道这个埃提亚伯的教会史。
That after this moment, there was a gospel element present in Ethiopia.
在这件故事之后，有福音的兴起，在这个国家有福音的兴起。
And in the time that followed, many of the church historians believe that the church in Ethiopia began from this Ethiopian official that Philip had met.
很多人认为是因为这个埃提亚伯的太监兴起了第一间埃提亚伯的教会。
And that he went in and maybe even started the first Christian church in that country.
他是在这个国家，可能就是他建造了第一家教会。
And if you look at missions today, the church in Ethiopia is still thriving in the 21st century.
如果你看今天在21世纪的埃提亚伯，主的教会仍然是充满活力的。
It's not uncommon to have a new convert like this Ethiopian eunuch just begin to share this with everybody else.
我们常常可以看到有一些才信主的人，就像这位埃提阿伯的太监，逢人就传讲福音。
You know how I said that we tend to be very academic in the way we approach faith?
你们知道我们前面提到我们当人跟人传福音的时候，我们常常用理性来开始。
New Christians are not like that.
但是新的基督徒不是这样子的。
They just begin to talk to everybody.
他们就逢人就说。
We had one student who made a decision to receive Christ one year.
我们有一个学生有一年他决定接受耶稣基督。
Then the next week he brought his sister to church.
第二个星期他就把他的妹妹带到教会来。
The week after that he brought his cousin to church.
然后他的兄弟他的表哥表姐。
Then he brought his other brother to church.
然后他又带了很多弟兄来。
And then the next week he brought six of his friends.
再下一个星期他带了六个朋友。
And I whispered to one of our youth workers.
我对我的一位在为年轻人施工的人悄悄地说。
I said, we better not tell him that Christians don't do this.
我们最好告诉他基督徒不要做这样的事情。
But it's so exciting to see someone knowing Christ the first time.
但实际上
bringing their friends to find out also.
但实际上我们看到当一些新接受主的基督徒这么热心的传讲福音，我们非常快乐。
So those opportunities are around us all the time.
所以这些机会一直在我们身边。
God puts us into the path of God seekers.
神会把那寻求他的人放在我们的生命的路径中。
And the word I want to leave with you today.
今天我要给你们带来的是
is to be ready for the opportunity to share Jesus Christ this week.
就准备好，也许这个星期。你们就有机会传讲神的福音。
Somebody may ask you during this week, what is it about your life that is different?
有些人也许下个星期就问你们，你们的生命改变到底是什么回事？
Somebody else may say, I hate my job.
有些人说，我很不喜欢我的工作。
How do you keep going?
你怎么能还能坚持下去呢？
And when questions like that come up,
当这样的问题被问出来的时候
we need to be ready with a response.
我们要准备好。
Well, this is what keeps me going.
这就是一直使我向前的动力。
When things in my life get hard, this is what I do.
当我的生活变得很艰难的时候，我做这些事情。
When some things are uncertain, this is who I turn to.
当事情变得不太确定的时候，传福音是我的一个选项。
Do that in two sentences.
先试着用两句话来传福音
and see if God does something with that.
然后看看神会怎么做
and gives you a conversation similar to the one that he gave to Philip.
然后让你进到那对话里面与这个腓力的对话很相似的
So God, we pray that you cause us to be sensitive to those around us this week. We pray that... Yeah.
所以我们祷告，你使我们对传福音这件事情很敏感。
We pray that we would be ready with words to share.
我们祷告，求你让我们时刻准备好，能够分享你的福音。
And you would produce a conversation in us that would lead a person to know Jesus.
你会在我们里面教我们怎么谈话，以至于可以带领让我们对象信主。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Pastor Victor, giving us so great message.
谢谢通威东牧师给我们有这么美好的信息。
Preaching the gospel, especially one-on-one, is the basic training for each of the Christians.
传福音，特别是一对一，这是我们基督徒的最基本的训练。
And through this message, we will be inspired to do that.
所以，这个今天的信息，希望能够激励我们每一个人这样做。
Back in last Sunday, we had a Sunday school, adult Sunday school.
上一个星期我们有大人的主日。
In our class, we actually practiced how to preach the gospel by just one-on-one basis.
我们实际上我们训练了一下怎么样一对一的传福音了。
And it's not easy.
结果好像不太容易。
And we have the four steps, right? Like four spiritual laws. We go through that on paper.
我们用的材料是传福音的四法则。
And once we take away the paper from us, it's hard to make everything logical.
当我们把这个纸头拿走的时候，我们发现很多逻辑都讲不通了。
So we need a basic training.
所以我们需要有基本的训练。
It's like the seekers of God, they are ready to, like a baby need to, is ready to be born.
就好像寻求神的人已经准备好要出生了。
It's like a pregnant woman is ready to deliver, but there's no one to help.
就像那怀孕的女人准备生产，但是没有接生婆在身边。
And his contraction is running, you know, very painful, but nobody can help.
然后肚子一直痛，但是没有人来帮忙。
Where's the midwives?
接生婆在哪里
？And when we are talking to them, we say, "Hold your, don't push. Hold, I haven't finished yet."
我们就告诉她，你等一等，我还没有准备好呢。
It's not logical.
这样好像不合逻辑。
So we should deliver them as ASAP, right?
我们应该帮助越快越好的让她能够生出来。
She's ready.
因为她已经好了，准备好
了。So that's all. Learn how to preach the gospel and doing the personal evangelism.
所以我们要学好，我们怎么样在个人的布道里面来传福音。
Hopefully later on we could have some session training session for this individual evangelism.
盼望不久我们会有这样的训练。给我们教会会有一些机会。
Okay, so let's sing a song to respond to this message today.
好，让我们唱一首回应诗歌。
People need the Lord.
人们需要主。